The Gift of Gardening. Welcome and hello again, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. If you need some last-minute gift ideas for the gardener on your list, this report from USDA's Gary Crawford may help.
If you know someone on your list who likes to garden, plants a lot of flowers and things, or just enjoys puttering about in the yard...
There are so many gifting opportunities available to you that have that personal touch that can help that gardener.
Dennis Patton is a Kansas State University Extension gardening expert, and he told us about several possible gift ideas for the yard and garden folks on our lists. First, gardening tools. Now, these are constantly wearing out, they're being lost, and they might need replacing with a little something better.
And what you're seeing more and more on the market are these that are designed with repetitive motion injury in mind, so more the ergonomic tools that have maybe bigger handles, softer handles, even some that maybe come up onto the arm that even strap on. So you're not just using that wrist motion, but you're using arm motions.
Now, Dennis Patton says you can buy some pretty elaborate kits and devices to organize gardening stuff, and that might be a good gift.
But a lot of times, just an inexpensive 5-gallon bucket works really great. Or I've also seen here again, going back to the hardware store to the construction side, they make these little caddies that fit right inside a 5-gallon bucket. And they have lots of nice pouches and pockets that you can put your pruners, your saw. So when you go out to the garden, you just have to grab this bucket and everything you need is right there.
Next, maybe you just need a couple of stocking stuffers for the gardeners on your list, and Dennis has you covered on that too.
So what I think make great stocking stuffers are gift certificates to local garden centers, nurseries. So come planting season, you've got that mad money. You can run out and pick up a six-pack of pansies or a new tree or shrub. Kind of a delayed Christmas gift, but it's always so helpful.
And if you don't like that idea...
Gloves, I think, are another great stocking stuffer.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.